Now, as we approach that last hurrah of Labor Day weekend, as kids return to school, as summer comes to an end, the baseball season does not, to the dismay of commentator Frank DeFord.
When baseball fell into its current schedule more than a century ago, the national pastime owned the sporting landscape. There was no professional football, and college football was a regional enterprise in a nation where few folks even had a college alma mater to care about. In a culture still quite agricultural, the school started later, so in effect, the harvest extended summer. Baseball could pretty much do what it wanted to. The 1911 World Series didn't start till mid-October. After all, because of the cooler spring weather and the nice autumn days, the 154-game schedule didn't begin till mid-April, leisurely, when God made baseball weather. Now, of course, the season is 162 games, which forces a start chilly and damp 2 weeks earlier, and with playoff runs till about Halloween, a time when only the most involved fans can be weaned away from football fantasy and point spreads. The situation is exacerbated because baseball mandates that a smaller percentage of its teams qualify for the postseason, and since the rich teams can buy success easier than in other sports, the fans in many cities are virtually driven out of baseball into football's arms. Or guess what? There's television programs to watch now that weren't around in 1911. Hello, baseball. The culture has changed. It's time to adapt. September begins tomorrow, and even though most teams have no chance and the kids are back in school and football is starting, baseball is still going to limp along for another month before crowds where, as the old saying goes, a lot of fans came dressed up as empty seats. Stop it, baseball. Do two contradictory things. First, end the season on Labor Day. A 140-game season will do just fine. Other sports are not prisoners to old records. But second, as you reduce the regular season, add teams to the playoffs. There are only eight now, and talk of adding two more. No, double the qualifiers, 16 playoff teams, like the NBA and the NHL do. Give fans hope. Even more radical, who says all playoff teams have to play protracted head-to-head series? Start off with 4-team round robins, as they do in the Soccer World Cup. Like the dimwits who run college football, the fundamentalists will cry that this diminishes the regular season. Okay, so what? Baseball is not an ecclesiastical calendar. It's an entertainment. Do you want to diminish the regular season or diminish the whole sport? Because that's what the current arrangement does. September should be a climactic month for baseball. Instead, it's a calculated delaying action until you can play the most important games, when it's too cold for baseball and too late at night for disenchanted baseball fans to watch.
It's never too early in the morning to hear commentator Frank DeFord, who joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. You hear him on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green.